More people die by suicide in this country than in car accidents. People are hurting, and the need for mental health services is at an all-time high. Well, beginning this Saturday, people in crisis will have a new national free three-digit hotline to call, 988. One of the goals is to make access to emergency mental health care as simple as dialing 911 for other emergencies. The federal government provided the initial funding for the new crisis line, and each state must approve ongoing funding through a tax of a few cents on phone bills, the same way 911 is funded. But so far, most states have fallen short of doing that. Dr. Christine Yu Moutier is following all of this, and she's the chief medical officer for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And Christine, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me on, Tanya.
Yes, well, first, can you share with us what this new system is meant to do? What should people call 988 for?
Sure. So 988 is for anyone who finds themselves in a state of mental health or suicidal crisis. We want to keep the net very wide open in terms of the type of human challenges we're all facing these days. So that could be for mental health, substance use, or suicidal crisis-related reasons.
You know, we've been reading about suicide rates climbing significantly, the numbers of young adults who are dealing with mental health issues, the opioid crisis has impacted families and communities, and of course we know this ongoing pandemic has had a profound effect on all of us. Can we take a step back for a moment and you just lay out for us, how bad is it?
We are definitely in a state of what I would call a public health crisis related to the mental health and suicide risk within our nation. You know, there's a group that we're particularly worried about, which are youth and young adults in our nation, as well as specifically LGBTQ youth and people of color. Health disparities and issues of discrimination and economic, you know, strain, things like that, are certainly disproportionately affecting those individuals. And for young people in particular, if you think about the way that their lives have been affected during the pandemic, right during a period of development when they're establishing their own individuality and identity separate from their families, when they're supposed to be connecting with peers, and when a lot of that has been kind of disrupted by the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. You know, suicide prevention hotlines have been around for quite some time. And so we do have numbers and statistics and understanding of how much those lines help folks when they're in the midst of a mental health crisis. But how much of a difference can this three-digit national line make in this effort?
Yeah, this is a really important topic. What we've seen around the globe is that several countries were able to reduce their national suicide rates. You know, suicide is a complex health outcome and behavior, and therefore it's not going to be a one size fit or just a one prong solution, but always multifaceted. But in every instance of those countries that saw reductions in their suicide related mortality, they all had very robust crisis response systems in place. Mm-hmm. And so for the United States right now, taking this next step to have a three-digit number, 988, so that it's easy to remember. But also, that's not the only piece of it. The other really important part of it is that Congress has appropriated more funds and support to this resource than ever in our national history. So it is a true opportunity to make mental health a priority, and also at the state and local level, to build the true mental health resources that are necessary so that people can access care.
Well, let's talk a little bit about resources and funding. You say that this is a start. And really what I'm hearing when you say that is that now from this number comes the building of the infrastructure to meet the needs of the mental health crisis. Can you say more about that?
Yes. Right now, if you find yourself in a crisis, you might be sent to an emergency department, or you might be sent home with not a lot of in between, you know, and then try to find an outpatient mental health provider, you know, if you're sent home or if you're sent to the ER. What we have the opportunity to do now with 988 is for states to pass the legislation to be able to collect telecommunications fees to build a sustainable, multi-layered mental health response system that will include mobile crisis response, respite centers, trained peer specialists, more intensive outpatient treatment services rather than the way it is in most communities right now, which is a very poorly resourced and hard to access mental health care.
Are there states that are leading the way in this effort?
Yes. However, only 4 states so far have actually passed the legislation that I'm referring to that has included the telecommunications fees that will actually fund these new mental health resources. So this is a time to raise our voice if we care about mental health, to ask our state legislators to pass the 988 legislation that includes the fees from telecoms in order to fund mental health services.
One thing that I'm curious about is how this 988 system will help the 911 system. One thing that some people may be surprised to learn is that 911 hasn't been around forever. It's just a little over 50 years old. And a big piece of this includes the effort to take mental health emergencies out of the realm of police response. We've seen a high number of police shootings that involve mental health issues. How will this system help?
Yeah, it is very likely that we will become smarter in a way about having mental health crises met with a mental health trained response rather than a law enforcement response. There are some significant differences between 911 and 988. If you think about it, 911 is a dispatch center that you reach that is able to, you know, send out the appropriate emergency response team. Whereas with 988, in over 98% of cases of people who call, chat, or text with the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, now 988, the phone call, the interaction itself is the therapeutic experience. In the vast majority of cases, there is no need to send out, you know, a next step beyond that. The vast majority of people who were in a suicidal crisis or who were experiencing intense depression or anxiety, agitation, those experiences diminished and they received help just through the interaction with the 988 trained counselor.
What's happening culturally, you think, that maybe we're having a deeper understanding of the importance of mental health and resources are being put in that direction?
I'm so glad you asked about that. I feel that our culture is changing, that it's a period of transition because in the past, we didn't have a scientific basis to understand mental health and human behavior from the standpoint of the brain, the environment, early adverse events in a person's history, genetics, that all of those things matter and make up this complex outcome that is our mental health as human beings. But mental health can change. And some of us also live with mental health conditions, just like some of us have physical health conditions. In a way, stigma has gone down because everyone is facing challenges during this period of time. And normalizing that kind of distress, as strange as that sounds, is actually a very healthy thing to realize it is human to struggle and we all have mental health to take care of.
Christine, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us about this new system.
Absolutely. It's an exciting time for our country. And the biggest message to send people is that if you're experiencing concerns with your own mental health or with a loved one, certainly know that you are not alone and help is available and 988 is available to you.
Dr. Christine Yu Moutier is the Chief Medical Officer for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And again, starting tomorrow on Saturday, you can dial 988 for the new mental health crisis line. The old hotline will also continue to work. That number is 1-800-273-TALK.